Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 215 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday 6th of April 2025. On April 6, 1320, the Declaration of Arbroath was written by the barons and whole community of the Kingdom of Scotland to the Pope, asking him to recognise Scotland's independence and acknowledge Robert the Bruce as the country's lawful king. We will begin with a round-the-room reel, couple-facing-couple, called All the King's Men by Pat Kent, who dances in Nova Scotia. The two ladies cross left-hand, chase clockwise round the men back to places and set. Men repeat right-hand and anti-clockwise, circle round and back, do-si-do with opposite, then advance and retire and pass right shoulder to move on to next couple. Music I've chosen is Highland Laddie by Andrew Rankin and his band, six times through. three traditional tunes from Andrew Rankin's band, Cairney Mount, Highland Laddie, and Happy We've Been Are Together. In 1320, all the king's men were Bruce's men, and this is a three-couple strass play by Roy Goldring from the Scotia Suite, so in this case, Dr. William Spears Bruce. The dance finishes with a three-couple allemande, but ones need to then cast off as threes dance up, so a slightly forced ending to get the progression right. This recording is by Jim Lindsay and his band from the Reel of the Puffins CD. Men is by Muriel Johnston, Mr. Jack Bishop by Nancy Davis, and Brick Hills is by Michael Phillips. Another reel for our theme is Arbroath Abbey, a square set 40 bars beginner's dance by Mary Gardner. Ones dance under arch made by threes, and these couples turn nearest corner with the easy hand. Twos and fours repeat. Then all repeat those 16 bars back to places. All turn into promenade hold, promenade anti-clockwise three places, and turn partner right hand. This dance made me think of Postie's Jig, from there to the Stagger Inn in 2 weeks' time in Perth, and where I will see, amongst others, my Ribble Valley friends. So this track is Ribble Valley Revellers by David Cunningham and his band from Valin Suite 2. David Cunningham played The Down Express, Thurso Wedding by Neil Grant, Snouts and Ears of America by Jimmy Blue, and The Banks of Clyde. In recent years, April the 6th has become Tartan Day, celebrated in Canada, the US and Argentina, as well as Angus and Aberdeen, where it has now shifted into the charity fundraiser Kilt Walk, which runs in several Scottish cities. In New York City, Tartan Day has expanded into an entire tartan week, with events including parades of pipe bands, Highland dancing, and other Scottish-themed activities. So, we'll have some tartan dances. Tartan Bows by Penny Fee is an 8x32-bar jig. Ones, curly cast to second place and turn left hand to face first corners. Four bars of Hello Goodbye, and then half a reel of four with second corners to face that position again for four bars of Hello Goodbye and half a reel of four with third corners. Or chase halfway and turn right hand to finish on own sides to begin again. This is a generic track which I often use by Ian Robertson and Rob Alderton, which begins with Para Handy. Thank you. Caroline Robertson and Rob Alderton played Para Handy by Ian Gourlay, Ada Johnston's Fancy by Ian Holmes, Anne Fraser McKenzie by Bobby McLeod, and Debbie M by Rudy Meeks. For an eight-time Strathspey, what could be better this week than Bring Forrit the Tartan, devised by Ian Boyd in 1991 to celebrate Scotland's national cloth. There is a little story on the SCDDB about the dance and Ian's choice of tune, Neil Gow's Lament for James Murray of Abercairny. But sadly, there is no recording suitable for the dance. Instead, we will hear Sandy Leggett and the Careslock Cayley Band with A Man's a Man for All That.
Thank you.
traditional, very Scottish tunes from Sandy Leggett. A man's a man for a' that, Duncan Gray, There Was a Lad, Coming Through the Rye, Corn Rigs, Green Grow the Rushes, Scots Were Hay, and Auld Lang Syne. The Kilt Maker is a 4x32 bar reel by Priscilla Burridge, devised for Dot Stein, here danced to Gordon Shand and his band with the Glens of Angus. Gordon Shand and his band played Miss Mackenzie's Reel by Robert McIntosh, Morning Mist, Ian Peterson by John Renton, and The Bells of St. Louis. If you've not been to the Kilt Maker, then how about Willie with his Tartan Trews, a 40-bar jig from RSCDS Book 14. The dance starts with 16 bars of right shoulder reels on the sides, with some nifty crossing for first couple to get into them properly. Then 8 bars for ones to get to second place facing first corners. Set to and turn corners, finish between corners, 3 couples advance and retire, then ones turn 1.5 to second place, own sides. This is from the CD version by James Coutts and his Scottish Dance Band. with his tartan trews is by David Rutherford. Then James Coote's play The Bonnie Banks of the Cairn by Ian Holmes. Dave Crichton by Angus Cameron. And Anne and John McLean's Silver Wedding Jig by Willie Laurie. Tartan Rainbow is a three-couple Strathspey by Sue Pettit. And the music I've chosen is by Tartan Ties. Ian Muir of Prestwick, Judy Nicholson, Kathy Fraser-Collins, Fred Collins and Rob Walansky. Ties played Dorota Bridge by James Braidwood, J.F. McKenzie by Pipe Major William J. Ross, and the traditional Aspen Bank. Happy Tartan is a book and CD published in 2014 by Yuko Kondo, who wrote a 3-in-a-4 reel, which was adapted to also be a 5-couple dance. We will have the 5-couple version, which is a standard one with 1s and 3s beginning. Thank you. for Happy Tartan was played by Kanna Otake and Akiko Kasama. Kanna wrote Happy Tartan, Akiko wrote Apple Cedra, and they played The Earl of Lauderdale by Neil Gann and Lucille Gree-Reel by Kanna Otake. We'll nip back to Mackin the Tartan by Geraldine Ferguson, a 4x40 Strathspeyne, a longwise set. Alistair Hunter and the Lawn Scottish Dance Band recorded for this on the 1997 CD Lawn Choice. Alistair and the Lawn Band played Doon the Burn Davy Lad by James Hook, Mrs. Harriet MacLeod of Knockfarrel by Willie Laurie, and Marchioness of Huntly by William Marshall. Now, not forgetting why Tartan Day is today, another nod to King Robert the Bruce. This is Robert's Rant by Sheila Trafford from the Newcastle 70th Collection. The CD tracks are split between Ian MacPhail and Marian Anderson's band, and this is one of Marian's. Robert by Ian Thau, The Balmeddy Lasses by Alistair Hunter, Great North Run 86 by Robert Whitehead, and Miss Angela Johnston by Marian Anderson. And we'll finish with The Waggle of the Kilt. I always say, no man is not improved by a kilt, and long may I enjoy them waggling. A 40-bar jig by James Cosh of Mari's Wedding, The Irish Rover, etc. fame, and a great recording from Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band. Waggle of the Kilt is by Harry Lauder. Then Nicol and the Glen Craig played Two Highland Lads by Tom Alexander. Oh, Dr. Finlay and I've Never Kissed a Bonnie Lass Before, both by Stuart Grant. Bonnie Wee Jeanie McCall by Joe Gordon, before returning to the Waggle of the Kilt. We'll play out with a bit more of 1320, sung by Kenny Jameson of Sheehalion. You've enjoyed the dance. Thanks as ever to Ewan and Andy at Radio GH, and join me again next week. Bye!